It's that time again. Hello and welcome to another midweek message. The summer's arrived here, would you believe? 13 degrees centigrade, which is 55 Fahrenheit, 83% humidity. I don't know why that's so high. We've had no rain at all. Rain expected tonight, I believe. 1013 millibars on the barometer, 1013, that is. So things are looking good. Thanks for all your emails and messages. I've had messages about my tape recorder, about the garden, about the summertime, about the weather, about the Isle of Wight. That's getting closer and closer. I mentioned holidays last time, if you remember. Have you anything booked? Where are you going? Jenny from Cornwall is going to Anglesey. That's nice, up in North Wales. They're just off. Is it the Menai Strait, isn't it, that divides Anglesey from the mainland, North Wales? Nice up there. Llandudno. I lived up in Llandudno for 3 months. That was many, many years ago. That was 1975, I think. That was a long time ago. Brian is going on a tour. Is it the 500-mile trip around Scotland? Well done, Brian. I've heard about that. Yeah, friends of mine were going to do that, and I don't think they ever did in the end. Something cropped up and they didn't get round to it. But that's good. Lots of you are just going down to, well, I say just, to Spain and Portugal. First time I went to Spain, that was, goodness me, that was early 70s. I remember that. Went with my sister, her boyfriend, and a friend of mine, or friend of ours. The four of us went down there, stayed in one of the big hotels on the seafront. Where do we go? Palma? Was it? I can't remember where it was. Was it Mallorca or the mainland? I don't know. But it was quite an experience. What I did find, I don't know about these days in Spain, but what I did find was there were all the little cafes everywhere along the seafront. Fantastic. But it was English fish and chips, English beans on toast, Watney's Red Barrel, which is an English British beer. Everything was English food here, English beer, English this, English that. Well, we went there to see what Spain was like. You can find out what English fish and chips and beer is like by just nipping down the road into town. I did find that rather odd. I think they were trying to attract the English that weren't keen on foreign food, let's put it that way, which was true. I mean, I have to admit, I was a little bit wary of some of the Spanish food. I'd look at it and think, what is that? The weird thing is, like, octopus, is it squib? I don't know what it is. But I do remember, though, being surrounded by English this, English that, English everything. The last time we went to Spain, I think Trish and I, when was it, about 10 years ago, we went to Javier, about 100 kilometres north of Alicante. Remember, we hired a Citroën Berlingo, which was good fun, and we drove the 100 kilometres north and we stayed there. It was really lovely. Lovely place. It wasn't in the main, it wasn't like Barcelona in the city or Benidorm, you know, on the seafront where it's just full of holidaymakers. We preferred more of the countryside, more of the natural beauty of some of the parts of Spain. It was really nice. We went to Portugal. We've been to Cyprus. Well, we've been all over the place. I find now that I'm older, well, both of us, we like staying at home. I know we do the Isle of Wight at least once, if not twice a year, but it's only down the road. I just like staying at home. Our garden, even though I say it myself, is looking absolutely beautiful this year, this spring. Is it spring? Never quite know what starts when. I think we're still in spring, aren't we? Not summer yet. And the flowers are looking fantastic. And to be honest, I just like sitting in the garden, pottering around out there when the sun's out. It's really nice. I think a lot of it with travelling is the traffic. We went to Somerset a few years ago. Now, when I was a child, I had an auntie lived in Somerset in Bridgewater, and Mum and Dad would take us four kids down there. Really nice, lovely journey, pottering along down to Somerset. My auntie lived in I think it was an old farmhouse, surrounded by countryside. Absolutely brilliant holiday, bit like the famous five, you know, except there were four of us kids. Four go to Bridgewater, four go to Somerset. I loved those holidays down there. But these days, the last time we went to Somerset was, what, about 3 years ago? The traffic was absolutely horrendous. The motorway right the way down, I forget the motorway number. There's the M27, that was all right. Then you go on to another motorway. 50-mile-an-hour limit all the way, roadworks, traffic jams, and we just all looked at each other and said, well, we're not doing this again. We'll stick to the Isle of Wight. I know you've still got the M27, but it's nowhere near as bad. I think it's the travelling that puts us off going further afield than the island, really, and airports put us off going abroad. I just can't stand airports. It's just hopeless, isn't it? Gatwick is only up the road. It's only an hour's drive up the road from where we are, but there's the parking problems. Yes, you can get the train or what we often do. In fact, we're going there, is it next week? We're dropping off number one daughter. Let me get this right. Mustn't take the wrong daughter. Her and her hubby. They're off to, well, I don't know where they're going. I forget. Isn't it awful? But we're dropping them off at Gatwick at 5 o'clock in the morning. So that'll be an early start. And of course, the traffic won't be too bad. When we went on our family holidays when I was a child, we would leave at 4 in the morning, something daft like that. But that was exciting for us kids. Tap on the bedroom door. Come on, you lot, get up. We'd already packed our bits and pieces. In the car, off we go, pottering along in our, what car was it? I can't remember. I think my dad had a Vauxhall Wyvern at one stage. Oh, the Ford Consul was nice. Do you remember the Ford Consul in the, that would be the late 50s? Yeah, Ford Consul, early 60s. That was a nice car, bench seats. And I won't go on about cars. You know what I think about modern cars? What do you think? Rubbish. But they were great days going off early on holiday. And of course, it didn't cost tens of thousands of pounds. Some people spend thousands, don't they, on holidays. The trouble is, you go for 2 weeks, all that money has gone. I'm not a miser, you know, I'm not a Scrooge, Ebenezer Scrooge, but I do think that these holidays, some people I know, they say, oh, that holiday costs 8,000 or 10,000. And I'm thinking, crikey, a 2 week holiday, that's all you've had for all that money. What have you got to show for it? Well, I suppose a suntan, and you had a bit of a break. But I don't know, I don't like that. The Isle of Wight costs a few hundred quid, I don't mind that. Got to count my pennies, Ebenezer. No, I'm not tight. I'm not a Scrooge, honestly. It's just that I don't like spending thousands on something. Well, it's not, is it, what's the word, tangible? It's not tangible. I've got nothing to get hold of, have I, when I get back. 14 days' time, what have I got apart from a suntan? Do you remember that bit in Ebenezer Scrooge? What was it? He's in the pub and he says, waiter, more bread. He's having his soup. Waiter, more bread. And the waiter says, that'll be another halfpenny, sir. No more bread. I think I've mentioned that before. I love that line. He wouldn't spend a halfpenny. He was rich, the richest man in town. Not spending a halfpenny on more bread. I'd rather starve. That's funny. One thing I do miss from my earlier years, teenage years, 20s, 30s even, I was skinny. I was 12 stone. I don't know what that is in pounds. You do pounds in America, don't you? What do you do in Australia? Kilos and stuff? Anyway, it was 12 stone. I was always the same weight. It never changed. And I could eat and drink whatever I liked. I'd get back from a nightclub at 3 in the morning. I'd have a tin of beans, half a loaf of bread. Get up, have a decent breakfast, go off to work. I could just eat and drink whatever I liked. And I was always 12 stone. I believe it was late 30s when I started to get a little bit of a paunch. I remember my mum saying, oh, look at that. I said, no, it's all right, mum. That's just good living. She said, no, it's not. It's beer. It starts catching up with you, doesn't it? You probably notice that. Or maybe you're skinny. I don't know. But it starts sort of catching up. You get a little bit of a paunch and then, oh, my waist is a little bit larger. My 34-inch waist trousers don't fit anymore. They're a bit tight. So I must lose a couple of pounds. Trisha had her birthday, when was it, last week or whenever it was. Huge birthday cake. And every day I've been having a little bit of a lot of birthday cake. And that's what's done it. I've put on 4 pounds. I was supposed to be getting beach body ready for our holiday. For our holiday, I'll never be beach body ready, will I? Come on. I'll never be like I was in my teens again. Flat stomach. Totally flat stomach. In at the hips for my tailored shirts. Oh, dear. Happy days indeed. Anyway, that's enough from me. I've moaned about holidays and this and that and the other. Airports. travelling on the roads. What else can I moan about? I'm not going to moan about the weather today. It's Tuesday, by the way. Tuesday, the 30th of April, 2024. 1st of May tomorrow. Excellent. A new month and new weather by the look of it. Blue sky, the flag. Oh, I didn't tell you about the flag. Oh, a little bit of wind from the east. That's not good. We don't want any beasts from the east. We've had enough of that. Look after yourselves, everyone. Take care, and I shall see you on Sunday with the hour-long episode, or nearly an hour-long episode, raiserants@protonmail.com. If you want to say anything, moan at me, praise me, whatever you want to do, I will answer all your emails. Thanks for listening. See you on Sunday. Bye-bye for now.